Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Steve DelBianco. He's the executive director of NetChoice. NetChoice.org. Steve, tell us about NetChoice.
NetChoice is a trade association, Jim. We include the world's leading online services and e-commerce platforms, but we've also got over 10,000 individual members who join, no cost at all, to follow what we do. And you can learn about that at www.netchoice.org.
And I've been telling you about NetChoice since they came up with the idea for it, so I'm proud to be part of that, the success of that organization, because Steve continues to keep us up to date on where all the public policy issues are out there in the online world. And we were just talking about the issue of the privacy and how to handle the online properties of people who've died. And you were giving us the resolution with some of the things that Facebook was helping us with to try to resolve these things. There's still a lot of work to be done, but the states have gotten involved. Give us a quick tour of that, Steve.
No, it's true, Jim. I mean, Facebook, Twitter, Yahoo, Gmail, they all offer certain options for privacy to subscribers. But the states are a growing concern that an estate manager or a family have more access to everything about you when you die. And that might be appropriate for a minor, right, a child.
Right.
But I'm not so sure that a consenting adult who deliberately made selections based on privacy should have her account rated.
So the states want this to be more liberalized?
They do, and there are five states right now. I testified in Maryland last Thursday, and I'm off to New Hampshire to testify tomorrow.
Wow.
On a one-sentence bill that would say that the personal representative of a deceased individual may take control and continue or terminate any account of a decedent on a social networking site.
This is starting to wander over into the same kind of territory as attorney-client privilege, medical professional client privilege, right? I mean, it's wandering into that area, isn't it?
I'm not a lawyer, Jim, right? I'm a business and policy guy. A lot.
But you know, you are a priest. I mean, a priest, the confidence of a priest, that extends if the priest or the lawyer or the if they want. I'm not a lawyer
either.
Yeah, but
this isn't a court proceeding. This is a simple contract.
Yeah,
I made a contract with an email service, and when I signed up, I signed up with it because it said when I die, when they receive notice of my death, they destroy my email account. Period.
Right. Right.
And I relied upon that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I died. They get proof of my death. They should do what they promised to do.
And the states
fast. Exactly.
Yeah.
Not so fast. These are laws to prevent that. They're well-intentioned, Jim, but they're going to make a mess of things.
Right.
Well, so we're trying to counsel the state.
As government usually does, and we'll continue to keep you posted on this as these new issues come to light. All right, I don't want to spend any more time on that because I want to get over to the UN and ICANN. Tell the audience what we got going on there.
Jim, the United Nations has long coveted, honestly. I mean, think about it. The Internet has really become an incredibly important force for economic, social, and communications on the planet. And it grew up without a lot of involvement from government.
Right.
So the Internet has become to the point where governments say that anything, seriously, and anything that important, governments feel like they just have to be in charge. And the way that the United Nations asserts its role is through something called the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, which has been around for a century. It was originally the International Telegraph Union.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide some useful management of radio spectrum. And in the 70s and 80s, they handled a lot of long-distance telephone calling and billing issues.
Right.
And in fact, they have this little treaty called the International Telecommunications Regulation, or treaty.
Are they trying to impose that treaty on the Internet?
Well, that's exactly what they're trying to do. And that treaty hadn't been revised since 1988, when the world was largely communicating by voice long distance, right?
Right, right.
And that treaty had become largely irrelevant by 2012, because so much more communication is happening over the Internet. I mean, when's the last time you made a long-distance call where you were worried about long-distance phone rates?
But the UN is starting to feel like they're becoming irrelevant with regard to global communication, aren't they? And you're right, they should be.
And worse than just irrelevant, they're very uncomfortable. They're very uncomfortable because the leadership role in building this internet was played by business,
other people,
civil society,
yeah.
And then individuals all around the planet would make choices about how to access the internet, what kind of devices to buy.
Well, I'd rather they be uncomfortable than me be uncomfortable, Steve. And that's
right.
The reason why I'm proud of the work that you're doing to keep the sunlight shining on this thing, because the same people who have not prevented 60,000 Syrians from being killed by their own government wants to get control of your internet, folks. I don't think it's a good idea.
And they're able to use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
Because the plan they had was hatched in December in Dubai, as they wanted to revise these international telecommunication regulations. And Russia led the way with new language that would expand the UN's authority to cover things like security, content, and then governance.
Yeah, I want Russia and China and people like that and Venezuela. I want people like that in charge of the internet. That's what I want.
Well, China, Iran, and the Arab states supported Russia's bid to change the language. And this was a tortured process.
Which makes me wonder, when I hear President Obama say, I'll have more flexibility in my next election, is the Obama administration a part of the solution to this, from our perspective, or part of the problem?
Definitely part of the solution. The U.S. State Department has a group of career bureaucrats that have been working this issue for decades.
And they're against it, right?
They showed up in force and led the opposition to the Russia, China, and Iran.
Folks, we got to keep that going. You need to talk to your elected representative. You need to go to netchoice.org and support them. Join their organization. Give them some money if you can. Steve is doing as much as any private organization to shine a light on this thing. We cannot let the UN get control of the internet, folks. We'll come back. We're going to talk about sales tax and the internet with Steve Del Bianco. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.